The commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan insisted today his troops are not going to get involved in peacekeeping, at least not now. General Tommy Franks made the statement amid widespread appeals for more security in Afghanistan's lawless countryside. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the Pentagon.
The general says his job is to fight the Taliban and al-Qaeda. He says it's somebody else's mission to keep the peace. After two decades of fighting, Afghanistan has no standing army and no trained police force. International troops led by Britain are policing the capital city of Kabul. General Franks knows that Afghans in the rest of the country are appealing for similar security.
But the preference is going to be to have the Afghans take this on in every way they can and to minimize the footprint of a foreign presence inside the country.
And Frank says he's definitely not ready for American troops to get involved in peacekeeping. He says that would require new orders from President Bush, who has repeatedly said that U.S. forces should not get bogged down in what he calls nation building. By whatever name, U.S. forces have been working to ensure the stability of the new regime. Several regional warlords hold power in Afghanistan. Each warlord has a group of advisors from the U.S. Special Forces who follow him almost everywhere, which means they sometimes get involved in refereeing the country's ethnic divisions. In December, U.S. Special Forces troops traveled along when an Afghan warlord tried to disarm some of his ethnic opponents outside the city of Mazar-e-Sharif. In January, U.S. soldiers traveled again with the Afghan warlord in charge of Kandahar. They accompanied him on a visit to try to sort out which group of local gunmen had the right to control a key border crossing. In most such instances, the Americans have appeared to serve mainly as advisors, relying on the troops of friendly Afghan warlords to put their lives at risk. General Franks is hoping that in time, the army of the central Afghan government can take over that job. Afghanistan's new rulers have thousands of men under arms, but the forces are divided by region, by tribe, and by ethnic or religious groups. They fought each other in the past, and many Afghans expect them to fight again. Today, General Frank suggested that the challenge is to somehow mix all those different groups into a single force.
I wouldn't want at all to prejudge the executive authorities in Afghanistan as to what they will do, but it seems to me that some formulation of a national army that would include these ethnic and tribal ingredients would perhaps be a way to go.
The U.S. is hoping that Afghans can create a fighting force that guarantees the peace instead of disrupting it. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.